from KQED.
Just a few years ago, Dan Boitano was a tour guide in California's historic gold country.
I'm actually a fifth-generation miner in the area. My family came here for the gold rush.
Boitano led tourists into an empty underground gold mine, the Lincoln Project Mine in Sutter Creek. In the late 1840s, miners flooded into these foothills east of Sacramento when gold was discovered nearby. Boitano still works in this mine, but now it's back in the gold business. Hundreds of feet below ground, inside a narrow tunnel, two of his colleagues drill into a solid face of rock. Matt Collins looks on.
This is a 135-pound drill. This one's muffled. It's a pneumatic drill.
Collins is the chief operating officer of Sutter Gold Mining, the company that's reopening this mine.
This is December's gold production right here in the palm of my hand.
Collins is holding a tiny sample of gold, about half an ounce.
This is the first of what we hope will be many, 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 many ounces of gold.
Almost $200 million of gold over the next 5 years. The company is just starting full-scale production in these narrow tunnels. Tunnels that only get darker and narrower the deeper we go.
So go ahead and turn your light off for a second and you can see how dark it really gets underground.
It's pitch black.
This is about as dark as it can get. Remember, when they first started mining in here, they would have been mining with candles.
Mining was treacherous work for the original 49ers. They use hammers and dynamite in search of what's just above my head, a vein of white quartz rock with dots of gold.
This one runs for many hundreds of feet.
We're inside the Mother Lode, the most legendary gold deposit in the state. There are 24 old mines within 10 miles of us. They produced millions of ounces of gold up until World War II, when the industry was suspended during the war effort.
After having let the mines flood, let the timbers rot, the neglect and the lack of maintenance, it became very expensive to reopen the mines.
But Colin says there's still gold here, lots of it. And with gold prices having steadily risen to around $1,700 an ounce, reopening old mines has become economical, but not necessarily easy.
California's burdensome. I would say this is one of the toughest regulatory climates there is on the planet.
California has some of the strictest environmental laws in the country, some a result of the legacy of environmental damage that mining has had in the state. Early miners processed gold with mercury, dumping millions of pounds of it into the watershed. Even today, some fish aren't safe to eat.
Today, we have to have a much different approach. We have to come into a project like this thinking about all these potential impacts.
Those potential impacts are a big issue in another community where a local gold mine is trying to reopen. About 2 hours north in Nevada City, the San Juan Ridge Mine originally tried to get going in the 1990s, but things didn't go so well. Just ask local resident Kurt Lorenz.
My wells right around us here in the North Columbia area started to go dry.
The mine had hit an underground fault full of water. As workers pumped the water out, 14 neighborhood wells dried up. The mine paid for deeper wells to be drilled, but Lorenz says the new wells had poor water quality. The local school, Grizzly Hill Elementary, was told its water wasn't drinkable.
The solution was that the mine started paying for bottled water to be delivered to the school.
The mine installed a water treatment plant, but Lorenz, who was on the school board at the time, says it was years before the school was using tap water again. In the end, the mine shut down because of high costs and low gold prices. Now, all of this is being dredged up again because the mine wants to reopen. James Berardi is the school's current principal.
We don't want a repeat of what's happened in the past.
I don't expect the community to take any significant risks, you know, for the benefit of my operation.
Tim Calloway is the CEO of San Juan Mining Corporation. He says the risks are low because the mine will use better surveying and engineering this time around. Calloway knows it's a tough sell in this town, but
what this project offers is really high-paying jobs. There are very, very few industries or jobs, you know, in rural communities.
The decision will ultimately be up to Nevada County, which is doing an environmental review. All of this adds up to an interesting moment for gold in California, says Izzy Martin of the nonprofit Sierra Fund. There are environmental risks, she says, because not all counties are equipped to do thorough environmental reviews of proposed mines. But Martin also sees an opportunity.
There's no doubt that if we could open a mine in California that met our Environmental Quality Act standards, our Clean Water Act standards, it would be the cleanest, greenest gold in the world.
Martin wants to see green gold standards set up in California so there could be consumer labeling. Responsible mining, she says, has the potential to give gold an entirely new legacy in the state. A handful of other proposed mines are hoping to join that legacy. In Nevada City, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.